Hello, and welcome to this episode of Hacker Public Radio. A lot of you may know me as Neo Dragon in cyberspace from when I participated in the Linux Basics podcast or the Kernel Panic Ogcast or on IRC. Today's topic, Google, how could you? I'd like to start off by giving you a bit of a backstory about Stephanie Choot. Her and her husband have been developing Go SMS Pro themes, icon packs, live wallpapers, and a few other apps for Android for about 5 years now under the company name SCS Creations, and have been in good standing with Google for that entire time. You can find Stephanie on Google Plus by name, and can also check out their website, which has a lot of the work that they've done, at www.scscreations-chootdesigns.com. I will put a link in the show notes as well. Most of the information in this episode I got from an article posted on the 14th of April by Armando Ferreira on his website, thedroideffect.com, titled When Google Betrays You. And again, I'll post a link for the article in the show notes. I also spoke briefly with Stephanie on Google Plus about this and got permission from her to do this episode. The thing is, the Choots have been earning about almost 100% of their income from selling their apps and such on Google Play for the past 5 years. However, on April 11th, all that changed. See, that's the day Stephanie got a letter from Google stating that her Google Play store account was pulled, and that all of her apps had been pulled from the Google Play store due to non-compliance to the Google Play store terms of service or whatever the heck it is. And then no other explanation was given as to why or what policy she violated or anything like that. Stephanie has, over the last few days, made several attempts, multiple attempts actually, to contact Google via phone, email, what have you, as well as posting stuff on Google Plus about this, in an attempt to get them to explain to her what she violated or why they pulled her account or, you know, whatever the case may be. Now, just the other day, they sent her another email saying that they had sent her prior notice and basically something to the effect that all further attempts to contact them via email would be ignored. Now, for starters, if you're Google and you're trying to make money off of the Google Play Store, I don't think that's exactly the best way to earn people's trust and to get people to develop apps for Android if you're basically going to ignore them when they try to resolve issues. In any case, as it turns out, Stephanie looked back through her spam folder, and get this. Google originally sent a notice, I guess a few weeks ago, about this, stating that there were too many search term, you know, keywords in her in two of her apps, and that she had basically 7 days to comply, make a change and repost the apps on the App Store. Well, guess what? Their own Gmail, which, you know, she has a Gmail account, their own Gmail is what filtered out their email to her to notify her that she needed to make a change on these two apps so that she could stay in compliance with the Google Play Store policies. WTF! I mean, seriously. This is messed up all around. And as I said earlier, I mean, this is Stephanie and her husband's main source of income. So at this point, she's basically out of luck without any other means of income at the moment. Now, as of yesterday, what she did was what they did was her and her husband went and are in the process of migrating all of their themes and apps over to the Amazon App Store in an attempt to continue to pull in revenue and, you know, make a living doing Android development. But see, the thing is, she's never had any prior issues with the Google Play Store or with Google in general. Her apps have always, you know, consistently been voted into the top 100 apps on the Google Play Store. She's very prolific as a developer, her and her husband both. And, you know, she's always been voted up by many users and, you know, people who have purchased her apps and so forth. So there was no prior indication other than the supposed two apps that she used too many keywords in, you know, in the search terms for that would indicate or give any reason for Google to have pulled her account. Plus, this isn't the first time this has ever happened. There was recently 60,000 apps pulled from the Google Play Store in an effort to, quote-unquote, fight spam. In addition, if any of you listened to the HBR New Year's Eve show this past January, you might remember that Cornomical, a.k.a. Philip Nubro, the founder of Crunchbang Linux, had a similar run-in with Google and ended up losing a month's wages because of it. If you haven't listened to the New Year's Eve show, I strongly urge you to go back and listen to it to get the full story. As you can see here, Google has a track record for pulling people's Google Play accounts and not giving a thorough enough explanation as to why, and not responding well enough when those people try to resolve these issues with them. Now, as far as Google as a whole, I know they have done a lot of good in the past, including bringing Linux to the masses in the form of Android and Chrome OS. And I know they have a crap ton of money to throw around, and they are pro-open source. But does that really give them the right to treat those that help create revenue for them like this? No, it doesn't. So my goal is to reach out to as many listeners of HPR as well as the other podcasts I contribute to in an effort to not only make people aware of what is going on, but also to ask a favor of all of you. If you feel that what Google has done to Stephanie and to others is unjust or immoral in any way, I encourage you to reach out to Google via phone, email, Google Plus posts, mentioning them on your own podcast even, or any other legal means, not only to get the point across that we won't stand for this kind of behavior from Google, but also to persuade them to reinstate Stephanie Chute's a Google Play account so that she can start earning income from it again. And I know she is migrating her apps to the Amazon App Store. But let's face it, there are more Android users that access and buy apps from the Google Play Store than from the Amazon App Store. I'm not biased, it's just a fact. She may get income from it, but she has been doing this for 5 years. She basically has to start from scratch on the Amazon App Store, so she probably won't get the same level of income from it that she did from the Google Play Store. So please reach out to Google any way you can, and let's see if we can't get her account reinstated as soon as possible. And to Stephanie and her husband, I just want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with you. Now, I would like to take a moment and give a shout out to all those that were injured or killed in the Boston bombings earlier this week, and to their families and friends. I want you to know that I mourn for your loss, and my heart, thoughts, and prayers go out to you. I hope that all those injured will be able to make a speedy recovery, and that you will get all the help and support that you need to get you through this time. And now for the housekeeping. Please feel free to send me any feedback you have, good or bad. You can reach me via email at linuxgeekster.stahl@gmail.com, on Google Plus at Matthew Stahl, on IRC my nick is NeoDragon, and I'm usually hanging out in the Pound Ogcast Planet channel on irc.freenode.org, or you can hit me up on Twitter at NeoDragon34. I apologize for any issues or inconsistencies with the audio. I'm still learning the ins and outs of Audacity, and I'm somewhat of a noob when it comes to audio production. And once again, this is NeoDragon, and thank you for listening to this episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.